It's 8:24. It is Morning Line on 90.3 KMBA. And good morning. Thanks for tuning in. My name is Danny Preston. Happy to welcome into the studio KMBA Public Affairs producer Trip Krause. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks, Danny. We're here with Susan Cullany, who's with the Audubon Alaska. Susan, do you mind telling me how long you've been with Audubon Alaska and what the goals and mission are?
Sure, yeah. I've been policy director with Audubon Alaska for about 2.5 years now, and Audubon Alaska is interested in conserving Alaska's birds and their habitat for us, current and as well as future generations.
Thanks so much.
Yeah.
One of the big topics that's going around currently is the roadless rule. Can you sort of explain for listeners what the roadless rule is and how it affects Alaska?
Sure, yeah. So the roadless rule is a regulation that applies to national forests. So it's not national parks or, you know, wildlife refuges. It's national forests. And it applies to forests across the nation as well as here in Alaska with our Chugach and Tongass National Forest. And it's a rule that says in these areas that we've figured out are mostly roadless, let's not build any more roads in those areas. Let's not log timber in those areas. And it's important to realize that there are also some exceptions to that rule for safety and accessing mining claims and doing hydropower, other utilities projects. So it's sort of this balanced way of erring a little bit on the side of protection as opposed to erring on the side of doing development.
And kind of what is Audubon's Alaska's role in the roadless rule?
Yeah, well, we really look at it through the lens of protecting the remaining old growth forests on the Tongass here in Alaska. So, you know, the roadless rule is important for protecting wild areas, but as I said, it also protects these areas from logging. And over the decades down in the Tongass, we've seen the large tree old growth forests really get hammered through the 1950s pulp mills all the way up through current clear cutting that still happens. And so over the decades, over half of that large tree old growth resource has been cut down. And the roadless rule, as it works on the landscape today, helps protect about half of what's left. And that old growth forest, from our perspective, is really important for birds and salmon and wildlife that then in turn form the sustainable economy for Southeast Alaska. So when we heard that, you know, the governor and the Trump administration were thinking about putting this process together to modify the roadless rule, we knew we had to get involved to put that perspective out there to protect remaining old growth forests of Southeast Alaska.
What other kind of outreach? I mean, obviously policy and talking to legislatures, but what else is Audubon Alaska doing?
Yeah, well, especially in this process, as well as a lot of other administrative processes, we are really interested in getting the science in front of decision makers. So the agency, the Forest Service, they have to at least make an informed decision. So we want to get that science in front of them, which then from our point of view helps justify why we want to protect that old growth resource. So we'll be participating in this process ourselves. But the other thing, our other goal with this roadless rule process that we really want to do is help plug Alaskans and Americans into this big governmental machinery that's making this happen, and make sure that people who are interested, who have concerns, can get their voices heard.
And one of those options is it's not a public hearing, but it's...
Correct. Yeah. So it's important to know that there's a public meeting that's happening this Thursday evening here in Anchorage. And it's a meeting it's similar to other meetings that have happened across Southeast Alaska. So this is the one that's happening in Anchorage. And it's an opportunity to learn about the process as well as ask questions of the agency and also express concerns or ideas to the agency. But it's not testimony. And so if you really want to get your voice and your ideas on the record, you're going to need to comment as well into this process. And you can do that on the Forest Service website, or you can go to Audubon Alaska's website where we have a comment portal. And when you go through Audubon Alaska's comment opportunity, your letter will get sent to the USDA, the federal agency that oversees the Forest Service. And a copy of your letter will also go to Governor Walker so that the state of Alaska knows what Alaskans are thinking about this issue as well.
So if you've been listening, I'm Trip Cross with KMBA at 90.3 FM, and I'm talking with Susan Cullany from the Audubon Alaska. We're talking about a public testimony session that's coming up at Thursday. Would you like to tell people like exactly when and where?
Sure, yeah. So this is happening this Thursday, September 27th. It'll start at 5:30, and that's when there'll be some information, and there'll be a public Q&A, and the whole meeting will go until about 8 p.m. It's over at the University of Alaska Anchorage campus. It's the Gorsuch Commons, room 107. And if we do have a Audubon Alaska Facebook event that spells out how you park and where you go and what information you might need. So if you're interested, you could look up that as well.
One of the questions I had, and being in Southeast Alaska for the last 2 years, obviously the Tongass National Forest is a big topic.
Sure.
Can you explain why it's important for communities who are on the road system that might want to be participants?
Sure, yeah. Well, you know, if you're in Southeast, obviously it's of interest. If you're not in Southeast, but it's in your state, you're an Alaskan, you care about this place, maybe you go and visit it. And if you're an American, this is a national forest. Just like national forests in California belong to all of us, so does the Tongass National Forest. And you're right. You know, people who live on the road system use roads. I use roads, right? I like to drive from Anchorage to Denali or Anchorage to Girdwood to go birding. But once I get to those places, I like to be able to get out of my car, leave the road behind, and then I see birds and wildlife that I wouldn't see if the area were crisscrossed with roads. So we need to have that balanced approach. And these areas on our national forests that we've determined are roadless are quite precious, and that's what the roadless rule is designed to do.
Okay, thanks so much. Is there anything that you'd like to add as we wrap up?
You know, I think it's just important to know that these environmental decisions can be made well, especially when people come out and make sure that their federal and state agencies know that they're interested and that they have good ideas about them.
Susan Cullany with Audubon Alaska, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks so much.
All right. Back to Danny Preston for more music.
All right. Thanks, Tripp, and thanks very much, Susan. It's 8:32, Tragically Hip and Feist just ahead.